Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
The Clash and I Fought the Law. Looking for a law song on our system because my guest this morning is Claire Pilsworth from Woodfine Solicitors. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. Thank you for having me in.
Nice to have you with us. Now, tell me a little bit first about, before we talk about your specialism, tell me a little bit first about Woodfines as a firm.
Well, Woodfines is a firm. We're in Clarendon Road off Brooklands Avenue, so I like to say it's the best because I get to drive in and we have the luxury of parking, which everybody talks about in Cambridge. But we're also quite close to the station, so that's where we are in Cambridge, and we've got about 25 of us there, and we cover all sorts of things. And over the course of the next few months, you'll meet quite a few of my colleagues who will tell you about their particular specialisms.
Because there are lots of areas of law, aren't there? It's broken down into lots of different categories.
Yeah, absolutely. So we cover commercial, so everything that businesses will need, and individuals. So they're very different as two areas of law. So we'll have residential conveyancing, wills and probate. We've got quite a big transport team too. And then with businesses, we've also got a litigation team as well, and we cover all of that from our Cambridge office.
And your solicitors, is there a difference between lawyers, solicitors and barristers?
Oh, you tend to find that lawyers and solicitors is a word that interposes each other most of the time. Barristers work very differently. They work from chambers. Almost it's easier to say barristers do court work, although they often do advice and document drafting too. And solicitors do the legwork, paperwork. They're much more client-facing, so clients are more likely to see solicitors. But we'll have a range of legal executives, paralegals, trainees. So there's quite a range within the legal profession.
And your particular specialism is family law.
Yes, my particular passion is family
passion
law. Yes.
Why is it a passion?
Well, it's interesting because I started out life as a secretary, and I worked as a secretary in a law firm, and then I went, I quite like this, is what I like doing. As part of that, I'd done residential conveyancing, which is much more of a process, and as part of that, I'd also done family, and that's what I really realised I liked. Some people say that's because I know Ian and I like to talk a lot. And you do spend a lot of time really knowing people when you do family law. You have to understand what their life is like because all clients are different and everybody's very individual in how they live and what their relationships are like. So family law is very interesting if you're involved with people. It allows you to really understand.
And what kind of things are covered by that term, family law?
Well, it is that horrible thing. You are talking about when people are in a situation they don't want to be in or they're forced into, and it is they're separating. It might be that they're cohabiting, they're not actually married, and that creates a situation where they're separating, or you're having people that are divorcing. And when people are separating, there's actually quite a lot to do. So it might not just be the divorce, but it might be they've got joint property, they've got to work out where they're going to live, how they're going to pay their bills, what we're doing with money, and also children. If you've got children, whatever age range they are, we've got to look at who they're going to live with, are they going to live with both parents, how they're going to divide their time. And just by mentioning children, it's the most emotional thing. People find it very difficult to actually put into words what they want to happen with that. And it's part of my job to really understand what their concerns are, because they're in a situation they've hopefully never been in before. They never necessarily expected that that's where their life would take them. So it's my job to really help them talk about the most difficult things when they're in a situation for the first time. So if I use today as an example, I've never been on the radio before. Cambridge 105 have been brilliantly helpful and friendly and going, come and ask us anything, it's fine. It's just the same when a client comes to me for the first time. They need to feel really comfortable with telling me things that they never imagined they'd tell anyone else. And so we spend a lot of time just getting to know our client and then working from there. So it is the most difficult things in England, we tend not to talk about money very much either. And I have to know all about all of that and what they've got and their assets and their income. So we can work out how best to make sure they've got enough in dividing that out.
And you said emotional there. You are meeting people during very emotional times, times of deep trauma and deep pain. And you're coming in as a solicitor and trying to put things down on paper and make it logical, I suppose, or practical. That must be quite difficult sometimes.
Well, it is quite difficult because quite often when someone is in the middle of it, they can't actually think totally clearly about it because it is so important to them. It's their whole being about their life and how we can sort it out, and they've got to live with it going forward and be comfortable with it. So my job is to be able to say there's a range of ways in which we can deal with things, because in addition to being a solicitor, I'm also a collaborative lawyer and a mediator. So it teaches me a number of skills to fit individual clients. So when I first trained, you tended to do things much more at arm's length. Both instructed solicitors, everything was by post, and if you really couldn't agree, it ended up going to court. And over the course of time, people have said, well, I want to be slightly more in control of this myself, and a mediation or collaborative lawyers became much more popular. So just to explain those two terms, a collaborative lawyer will work very much with the lawyer on the other party's side, and we'll have a series of four-way meetings. We won't do lots of letters. We'll agree everything in meetings. And those solicitors, as well as those clients, are saying, we're committed to resolving this by agreement and not going to court. So that's quite empowering for them, because they say, well, actually, it's going to be difficult because I've probably got to sit in the same room as someone that's just really upset me. But actually, I've got a lawyer with me, and I feel that I've got someone who's paying attention when I'm finding it quite difficult, because we're all in the same room. And I know that that lawyer understands I don't want to go to court, so they're going to help me. And as a mediator, you have both people in the room with you. They don't have lawyers with them in family mediation, because they can go and see lawyers separately. But a mediator's job is to work out what they're both saying is important to them and give them the freedom to reach that agreement themselves, rather than a solicitor jumping in and going, well, you could ask for this or you could ask for that, and that would work. So having all of those skills allows me to really recognise in clients after years of experience what they're really saying would work best for them, and giving them those options so that they can work towards it.
It's very challenging work, Claire.
Well, it is quite difficult some of the time, but it is harder for my clients because it is their life. They live with it all of the time. And so I like to think that I'm working as part of a team with my client, because I can't do it without them helping me understand what their life is like. And they're looking to me to be a bit of a balance about what seems a possible solution or a possible range of solutions. But problem solving is one way I often describe it. And that's a real thing I really like about family law. It allows you to say, there sometimes is only one real solution here, or actually there's a range of solutions, and which one can we make work and which one would work for you best?
Because there usually, well, there has to be a solution sometimes, doesn't there? I mean, you might have two people or two sets of people at loggerheads, but you have, particularly if there are children in the middle, you have to find a way forward.
You have to find a way forward. And sometimes people can't, they just can't manage to sort it out themselves. And then you would end up with court proceedings. But with children, you'd always aim to avoid court proceedings, not least because the length of time it takes. And you want to give children some certainty earlier on about exactly what this separation means for them. There have been lots of studies about whether children really know what's going on and what age they become aware. But generally, if you're all in the same house and you've got two parents under strain, they're aware something's going on. And so the sooner we can get to resolving that, the easier it is just for day-to-day life.
And I suppose you're aware that really, you know, in some ways people don't want to see you, that you are the last resort in some ways. None of us wants to think that we're going to have to resort to a family lawyer, but you just don't know what's around the corner, do you?
No, you don't. And I don't take it personally. I was liken it a bit to a GP. You kind of go, you don't really want to talk about what you're necessarily there for, but actually we are approachable. It's not as scary as maybe you initially think when you're about to go. And it's like a lot of things, the minute you've shared that you're concerned about something, suddenly you feel much better about it.
Well, it must be a very satisfying job, because you're seeing people perhaps when they arrive in times of real trouble and confusion, and your job is to make their life easier, effectively.
Yes, absolutely. I can never say it's totally smooth all the way along, because sometimes things take an unexpected turn. But you do end up with a situation where there's certainty, which just makes everybody feel much more settled. People like to understand what's going on. And you have brought them to a new phase. Whether they wanted to be there in the first place or not, they're now starting a whole new way of life in terms of new housing or new arrangements. So, yes, that is hugely satisfying.
So you've never regretted your decision from becoming a secretary, turning from a secretary into a solicitor?
No, I haven't. Haven't looked back. I can't say that my IT's kept up with technology speed, but certainly I would say, I'd recommend to anyone, because I do feel that the law is available as a career to anybody. And actually, I haven't regretted moving on from a secretary to a solicitor, no.
So how did you train? Did you do a conversion course or did you do a law degree?
I went to work as a secretary straight after school. And then I trained and studied whilst working. So I initially trained as a legal executive. You do that by distance learning while working. And then when I got to that part, I went on to do solicitor's exams while working too. So I always say that that's the long way of doing it, but it was the way that worked for me.
And I'm guessing there's a lot of variety in your day and the kind of problems that come to you.
Yes, you never know what someone might say to you in terms of what you're doing, or your day can turn on a phone call that comes in. But certainly, when you're dealing with a number of different people, everybody has different ways of viewing things. So yes, the day can be interesting.
And I'm sure it's about listening to as much as to what's not being said as to what's being said.
Yes, definitely, because it's often the thing that matters most to people that they find the hardest to say out loud. So you just get used to reading people in terms of how they say things, or whether they're off busy chattering about one part, because it would make you realise that perhaps the other bit that they've only touched on for a really short amount of time is the bit that means most to them. So yes, listening skills.
Yes, well, lovely to talk to you. If people want to find out more about the work of the firm generally, it's woodfines.co.uk.
yes, absolutely.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you for having me in.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome.